Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm so darn glad you're here. I don't know what to do. Jeffrey Zabar is here, and we're glad he's here, too. Jeffrey is he's an abiding resource, an abiding friend, an abiding inspiration to me, and has been now for 21 years. He's been home-based for probably 31 years now. He's probably already had his anniversary. I know because he and I became small business owners the same year, and he's been hanging out with me for 21 years. He is the chief home officer. He's been making home-based look good before it was cool. He wrote 3 books on the topic. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when they gave him the award. I saw it. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for always having me back, tolerating my nonsense, especially when it becomes even more important.
You know how we work around here. We're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Hey, Jeffrey, one of the things that I've been doing in the last few weeks is whenever I've had different guests on the show, many of them running companies, some of them large companies, some of them multi-state companies, I've asked them to talk about how they've continued to march during the pandemic when their people were home, when, you know, not all people are not in the office. I mean, some people are going to the office in various industries, but most people are working from home, and they've been reporting how that's been working and how it's the technology is helping them. And it's been interesting to see. I haven't heard anybody just kind of throw up their hands and say, you know, this isn't going to work. I mean, they're making it work. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago, and I wrote a blog at that time about telework 2 weeks in and how companies were really forced to make it happen. And back then I made the comment that, you know, years ago, you and I have been talking about telework since the 90s when it was difficult, when you had dial-up modems and when you didn't have laptops and, you know, when it was truly, I mean, you had laptops, but it wasn't as elegant, it wasn't as easy to do as it is now where you can just do it with a laptop, an iPad, you know, for a couple of $100 with a device, you can be working from anywhere.
That was back when our new technology was a fax machine.
Yeah, I mean, and just the options
before
were limited,
email.
And they were clunky, you know. Yeah. And now, what we said 2 weeks ago is okay. It's great. You can, you know, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, you can complain all you want if you were a manager or a business owner. I don't want my people to telework. I don't want to be able to see them. I don't want them working outside the
I want them under my roof.
Now, I want them under my roof, under my thumb. Well, now you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Whether you are an employee, a manager, or a business owner, you could complain before all you wanted because, again, we also said that telework had to be voluntary, ideally, for it to work. People had to want to be there. Now you don't have a choice. You have to make it work. And you know what? Compelled as they were, people are making it work.
Yeah.
People are enjoying it. There is tons of guidance out there, not only from Chief Home Officer, my website, and things that I've written, but, you know, all the major media, all the trade publications, all the business media are all writing constantly about insights of telework, that what people are doing to make it happen. And it's pretty remarkable to see that the complaints, when something is compelled, like when you're compelled, not regulatorily, so to speak, but when you're compelled by conditions to do something, you stop complaining and you get the work done.
And especially when we've got the tools in our hands, Jeff. I mean, you and I were home base when there was no texting. There was no – the cell phones were bolted to our cars. They were outside in the car when we went inside, whether we went in the office or the house. There was no telephone – there was no cell phones. There was no in our hands. There was no email. There was no texting. There was no internet. You know, when you could dial up with your Hayes modem and get to Prodigy or one of those other little things. That there's just no real connection. And now look at the tools we have. I mean, I think you and I talked about this, and everybody I talk to, you know, they just you know, we all throw our hands up and say, "Wow, what if this had happened 30 years ago? How would we have been shut down?" I mean, we've been able to keep
but
some.
You would have found a way to work.
But not,
I mean, that's the thing. You know, you would have found a way to work, but now it's just easy. There are no complaints. I mean, there's no room for complaints here. And so
I wonder how you're going to get them back. I wonder how you're going to get them back on the farm. You remember that old song? How are you going to get them back on the farm after they've seen Perry? How are you going to get them back in the office after they've been able to work in their jammies, you know, all day long?
Well, I got to tell you, there's two thoughts there. One is the employee isn't really the big issue. It's the business sort of owner or the bean counter who says, wow, Jeff and Jim are working from home. They're productive. I've asked them. They enjoy it. They appreciate it. I'm paying how much
for rent?
Sums for real estate.
That's right.
To rent commercial space. Why am I paying that money again? I were a commercial landlord, if I were an office landlord, I'd really be a little concerned. All these REITs and these investment trusts that are just loaded down with real estate and downtown markets. Why should I commute an hour? This is the argument you and I have been having for years. Why
that's
should
right.
I commute?
Let me tell you a quick story. One of the guys who was on my show last week said, you know, he was one of these guys who was like the hidebound guy we mentioned earlier. You know, I want my people under the roof. I've got Class A accommodations of offices, and he said all of a sudden now he said I'm amazed at how well the operation is working in two cities on two coasts, and he says I'm looking at my numbers and I'm thinking, tell me again why I need to spend $5 million a year on offices.
Bingo.
Yeah.
They're going to and look, what's it cost to do it right? We had this conversation early on, and I spoke to a number of people who I work with, you know, at companies, and I said the first thing you're going to do is you got to get a chair. Okay, you can't work from your kitchen chair to make this work.
That's right.
And ideally, you got a good desk. Okay, yeah. So if you have the technology,
and you
a chair,
need a room,
and a desk.
You need a room. If you can do it, you need your own. You need a room you can close the door on and make it look like an office. You need a professional environment, I think.
And the point, yeah, I mean, and as a business owner, okay, so let's say you splurge and you give someone $1,000, you give someone $500 to go set up their home-based office.
They're going to have to do that. Hold that thought, Jeff. I got to take a quick break.
Yep, absolutely.
We're going to come back, and Jeff is going to talk about that because he's the pro, folks. There's nobody who knows more about this than him. And then right after him, there's me. Quick break. So you got two of the best in the planet. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. They call me Mr. Humble around here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.